So just allowing the sound of the chant to take us into stillness. Be aware of your bodies sitting on the chair. Be aware of your breath coming and going. Be aware of your senses. Be aware of the contact between your body and the chair, the contact between your skin and your clothes, between your skin and the air. Notice as your breath comes and goes, the connection with the wider environment, touching the body, touching the earth, touching the universe. Relaxing into the sense of touch. Relaxing into the vessel of the body. Coming into your senses. Including the sense of hearing, hearing the sound of my voice. Hearing other sounds in my environment or in yours. Letting hearing combine with touching as we deepen our sense of presence. Letting hearing support touching, letting touching support hearing. Including the sense of sight. With our eyes closed, we may see just vague shapes or colours, just a greyness or a blackness. Or within a vision, we may see images, colours. Letting seeing connect with hearing and touching as we deepen our sense of presence. Touching, hearing, and seeing. Being. Breathing in, we pay attention to our sense of smell. Smelling the moment, smelling the room. Letting smelling connect with seeing, hearing and touching as we deepen our sense of presence. Smelling the universe, being smelt by the universe. The great exchange. Smelling, seeing, hearing, touching. Paying attention to our mouth and tongue, we include the sense of taste, that most intimate of senses. Maybe just a taste of the mouth, or maybe an aftertaste of drink or food. But entering into taste, tasting the moment, tasting ourselves, tasting the universe. Letting tasting combine with smelling, seeing, hearing, touching, as we deepen our sense of presence. Letting the senses come together as we turn our attention inwards, following the streams of the senses backwards, moving in and down. Feeling that sense of entry into the inner world. Opening the inner senses of touching, of hearing, of seeing, of smelling and tasting. As if moving to the wellspring of our being, to the center point. Which for this moment we may imagine as a small pool of water fed by a spring in a thicket of trees. And as we follow our senses to the wellspring, to the source, we look deeply into the well, noticing the trees reflected in the well, noticing the mirroring of the wellspring. And looking deeper into the well, we see that which appears in the form of a great salmon. The salmon of Llyn Llyw, the oldest of beings, who knows all the stories of the world, who knows our story. And as we look into the eyes of the great salmon, as we look into the rainbow scales of the salmon, we see all the stories that ever were and ever will be. And we are drawn into this being. Becoming one with it. Becoming one with the streams of the senses, with the wellspring, with the thicket of trees, with the act of mirroring. And we sink with the salmon down into the deep, immersing ourselves in the great waters, being nourished by those waters, being held in this place. In this place of the wellspring, in this place of home, in this place in the origin of all stories. Here is our story and the story of our family. Here is our story and the story of our ancestors. Here is our story and the story of all human life. Here is the story of Arthur and the Grail. Here is the story of the Tree of Life. Here is the story of Curious Alice. Here is the story of Merethyn. Here is the place of all beginnings. And as we touch this place of beginning, it is as if we touch the roots of the trees in the well. And having descended into the depths, we find ourselves rising upwards as a living tree, extending ourselves upwards into the air, up towards the stars. Feeling ourselves as the tree rooted in the well. Feeling ourselves as a living story arising out of the mystery of the salmon in the well. Feeling the straightness of the tree. And feeling our attention expanding in all directions into three dimensionality, into in front and behind, into left and right, to east and west, to north and south. Embracing the directions of the world. Feeling all around us the great mystery. The divine grounds, the unmanifest divine, the theos. That holds all beings, that enables the manifestation of all life. And as we relate to that mystery, we discover ourselves a child, a servant of that mystery. Whose task it is to hold the center, to bring opposites together in harmony. And we contemplate then the mystery of the two and the one, the mystery of the three that works in harmony. The mystery of the triskel, or the Y that joins together the two opposites. Making of two a three, and then an unity. And through the power of that unity, of that most holy Trinity, we bring blessing into the world. We are the living tree of life, rooted in the well. That speaks the stories of the salmon, that extends the blessing of the mystery in all directions. That takes the lost and broken polarities and joins them in peace and in love. So that new harmonies arise, new songs and new stories are told, that are stories of resurrection, that are stories of hope found in unlikely places, that are stories of healing when all seems lost. We are the vehicles of this blessing. We are the servants of this mystery. We stand between the opposites, making opposites complementaries, so that the left hand and the right hand join together, work together to bring new and deeper life. Feel that life flowing through you. Feel that blessing uphold you. Feel the mystery of the height and the depth, of in front and behind, of left and right. Hear the song of the salmon in your heart. Hear the power of the tree of life, upholding all levels of your being. And then gradually let your senses start to move back outwards. Just following the sound of the singing bowl back out into the world. So what I'm just going to do now is just I'm just going to put you into four breakout rooms, just to talk for 10 minutes really about your experience. Say as little or as much as you want, but I'm just going to do that. So you'll get on your screen a sort of invitation to join the breakout group. So please just go into your room and then just talk together in whatever way you want to. Just for 10 minutes.